This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden's going down. No question in my mind at this point. I'll expand on that in just a little bit. Target, I mentioned in a previous hour, 120% theft. I'm going to cover that in this particular segment. Portland schools, by the way, zero. Can't give out zero grades, and the kids can cheat now. They can openly cheat. Crazy world of leftism that we live in, where men can be women. Yeah, just declare yourself one. I mean, why do we use that one so often? Because it's the most insane thing you've ever heard. That's why. Oh, we can be whatever we want. Oh my gosh. I was thinking about the Matt, what's his face? It was on Dr. Phil that Neo used part of his thing because Matt did a great job on Dr. Phil. And I remember the guy who looked like a girl with a beard, and he was rolling his eyes every time Matt, forget his last name, but Matt said something. He would roll his eyes like, oh, I can't believe this. Oh, I can't believe this. You know, and he's a guy that thinks he's a girl. No, you're not. You're just a freak. Anyway, I know you're not freaks. Well, we're all freaks to some degree. Somebody thinks we're a freak at something. I love fishing. That's freaky. And you know what people used to say to me when I would go fishing, when I would talk about fishing as a child? They would say, how can you just go out there and throw a line in the water and just wait on something here? And I was like, okay. I mean, to them, I was a total freak. You want to go fishing on the weekends? You want to go hunting on the weekends? You want to go ride the drag and drink beer with your friends? Don't you know there's a whole world out there? Not for me. That was my world. It reminds me of the story where these yuppies go to visit an older guy at a fishing village. And this old gentleman, he's a grandpa, and he'd have his family, and he had a whole little fishing thing that he had set up, and people would come. He'd go out on his charter, take them out, let them fish. He'd come back. They'd feed him. It was all inclusive. He'd feed them, and he'd hang out with his family and stuff. And on the last day, one of the guys comes up to him and says, hey, man, he goes, you got it great here. Why don't you think about expanding? And, you know, you could get more boats and you could, you know, have more locations and you could do all this other stuff. And he goes, and man, you could have a lot of money and a lot of, you know, family and friends, you know, all this free time. And the guy could look at him and he goes, what else would I have? What else would it gain me? You guys come here. I go do exactly what I love to do. Every single day, I return, we cook up the fare that you have paid for to catch, I feed my family in the village, and we all, you know, commiserate together. What more could I possibly want? Now, I know there are people listening, if you're young, you're listening and saying, but Kevin, you know, I get what they're saying, you know, let's franchise this thing, and then, you know, you can do multiple locations, and you can see the world and all this, and the guy goes, that's not what makes me happy. You know, I used to talk to my sales guys. I would say, I would tell them about phone calls I get from telemarketers. Hey, Mr. Jackson, I got a great deal for you. You're going to love this. How do you know that? How do you know I'm going to love it? I have a guy says, Mr. Jackson, I've got a way for you to make an extra $5,000 a month. You know, let me tell you what's going on. And I would interrupt him and go, $5,000 a month is my walking around money. That's my smoking budget. You got to talk to me about more. Can I make $50,000 a month? Yeah, exactly. You have no idea what my needs are. You just come in and you go, here's who you are. Mr. Jackson, I got a great stock for you. Really? How do you know? Do you know I'm into stocks? Maybe I'm into bonds. Maybe I'm into mutual funds. Maybe I don't even want to be in the stock market at all. How about you say, Mr. Jackson, is there a range of monies that you could earn from an investment or from an opportunity that would get your attention? Now, see, that's a question I might be willing to answer. If you say, or if you put it this way, Mr. Jackson, I believe I have an opportunity that might interest you if $5,000 a month is the type of money that would help you out financially. I have a great, you know, something to bring up to you. At least you're giving me the opportunity. Oh, $5,000 a month. Some people you say that to and they're like, where do I sign up? Who do I talk to? I'll do it right. And other people will go, click. I'm a clicker, by the way, on that. So you got to know how to talk to people and ask questions and elicit out of them what you want before you start going, oh, here. And so that's what we do. People come up to me, okay, you know, I mean, trying to sit, they've already pigeonholed you. Here's who you are. Here's what you are. And here's what I'm going to sell you. No, you're not. You're not selling me anything. If you can't convince me that there might be some interest, you're going to lose me. By the way, I'm giving you the secret to sales. I'm giving you the secret to selling conservatism. You want me to sell education to you? Do you realize that the majority of people who go to college don't use their degree? What if I could help you and your child to know exactly what they want to do, have a very good idea of what they want to do before you go spend $250,000? And not only that, they're going to come out, they're going to enjoy the experience so much more because it's something they want to do. So it's going to be money well spent. So what if we make sure that we save you that money, you know, go to the right school, get the right degree that's going to, if your child's going to spend 2 years or 4 years learning something, shouldn't it be something they want to do? I don't need to talk money or whatever. You're going to be listening to me. You've got my attention. So that's the type of thing that we have to do. We have to frame things in a way that people understand it. And I'm telling you, every single issue that we face in this country can be framed in a way that leftists will go, whoa, I'm all ears. But we don't do that. We don't know how to sell and market conservatism, which bugs me. I didn't anticipate getting a lecture on selling, but I went through a thing called solution sales years ago with IBM. It is the de facto way to sell anything. It's the de facto way to debate all of it. And all my sons have gone through it. I've at least explained them. They have what's called the 9-block model. And you know, by the time you get through that, the 9th block, so to speak, the person has answered the question for themselves. All you have to do is just kind of wrap the sale in a bow. And they do most of the things, most of the talking. You know, you just help them understand their problem, quantize it, and then you summarize. Then you find out where the pain comes from, how much pain is it, you quantize the pain, and you summarize. Then you say, what if we could fix it? And you have them agree that you have the right solution to fix it. You quantize that, and then you drop out of the box, as we say. You summarize. So those are the blocks. We're going to explore that here this hour and how the left has not figured that out.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We have a saying in sales, tell it, don't sell it. And what they're saying when you have that ability is, if you're selling a product that you believe in, just tell the story. If you wear the shoes that you're selling, and they're the most comfortable shoes, say, look, you know, when I put on these shoes, I decided I wanted to come work for the company. What? Yeah, that's how comfortable. I remember the first time I wore this shoe called Echo, E-C-C-O. And I was at one of these conferences, and your feet just are killing you. Could just stand all day. And this guy was standing in these shoes that didn't look very good. And I looked at the shoes. I went, geez. I went, what'd you bring those shoes? He goes, man, these are the most He goes, these are my conference shoes. And I went, they're not, he goes, they're not much to look at. But he goes, you ever wear them, and these will become your conference shoes. And I was kind of young into the conference deal, so I was like, okay, whatever. So I jotted it down, and sure enough, I went and I bought my first pair of Echoes. And I'm not kidding you, I put my foot in that shoe, and you could hear the air go, and my foot hit the bottom of that shoe. And it was like I was walking on an air cushion. I'm not kidding. And I told everybody about those ugly shoes. That was the most amazing feeling. And you could go all day wearing those shoes, man, and it was like nothing. And the ones I wore before, it was, oh, gosh, man, you get to the room, you know, like, argh, like somebody had beaten you, like Tonya Harding got Jeff Galooly to beat your legs. Anyway, tell it, don't sell it. And that's what the deal is with conservatism. Look, okay, so do you like high crime? I don't think you do. I don't think you like going into a neighborhood wondering if you're going to get beat up. When we were in Switzerland, I was out because it was a time differential. I couldn't sleep. I went out at 3 o'clock in the morning just to walk. And there were not many, but there were a few people out biking and walking, just a couple of joggers. And we were at the time there during the year where it was, you know, 11 o'clock at night, you could still kind of see. And it never got super dark. And, of course, it's a well-lit little city, so, you know, you could pretty much do whatever you want. So, but I asked my French, my Swiss kid, he goes, it's very safe. He goes, the last time we had something happen of significance, he goes, it was 2018 or something like that. We're like, really? He goes, yeah, a guy wielding a knife, cut some people. And that was it. He goes, that was what, 2018? He and his wife. So, it's not a high crime area, but you feel safe. You think you could do that in most American cities? Of course not. You'd be in trouble. Or cops would be like, hey, what are you looking for? You out there looking for dope? Who are you, Hunter Biden? You looking for prostitutes? They would be wondering what you're up to. And rightfully so, because, you know, nothing good happens. What's the old saying? Nothing good happens after midnight. Get your butt home. Anyway, going back to some of these, you know, things that drive you to understand leftism, I want to focus on Target. I mentioned it in a previous hour. Violent incidents of theft and threats of violence at Target stores more than doubled in the first 5 months of 2023 compared to the same period last year. Brian Cornell, the firm's long-serving chief executive, revealed this in an earnings call with investors. Our team continues to face an unacceptable amount of retail theft and organized retail crime. That's what he told investors. Unfortunately, safety incidents associated with theft are moving in the wrong direction. So what he's saying is, we want to stop the theft, but we don't want people to confront the thieves because then we end up with safety situations. A safety situation means you wrestle a thief down to the ground and you get him arrested. Let me put it this way. At the rate that leftists are going, why wouldn't people go through and just steal? Why do you even bother to pay when it's okay to walk in and walk out and they can't do anything? And they publish it. It's not even like it's a, okay, this is what we won't let people know, but it's our policy. They publish it. You could go on their website. We do not confront thieves. I've talked to people openly about the theft that occurs in retail. Security guards would go, no, we can't do anything. We're not supposed to do anything. We can look and report, but we can't do anything. And you know who ends up doing stuff? The consumers. The consumers are the ones going, what are you doing, stealing? You're the one raising my prices. I saw a video of an old lady who said that to a young guy who was stealing. And then, I told you about those Sikh guys who, the guy came in with a trash bag and he was stealing cigarettes and he filled that thing up to the brim. And you know, one of these 50-gallon trash cans. He filled it up to the brim. And these guys got so upset. It was at a 7-Eleven. They got broom mops handles and were whooping his butt. One guy held him down. The other one was whooping his butt. And the guy videotaped it. It was hysterical. Anyway, those guys got prosecuted. Probably got fired. There are people that try to thwart thieves and they get fired over it. And the objective is this. That here's what they're saying. We don't want you to get shot. And I get that. But let me tell you, there are people that want to do the right thing. They'd come to the job and go, look, this is like mine. I would treat this like it's my store. And they don't want people, you know, they don't want people stealing from you. So where are we headed? If it continues this way, here's what they go on to say. Let me do this. He says, during the first 5 months of the year, our store saw 120% increase in theft incidents involving violence or threats of violence. As we navigate an ever-changing operating and social environment, we are applying what we have learned. Multiple economic cross-currents are putting pressure on consumers. So I don't know whether he's rationalizing it in that statement, but if I were the CEO of Target, I'd say, let me just put it to you this way. We are going to figure out how you will not steal in our stores. There's going to come a point where you get locked down. I don't care whether we got to do lockdown rooms or whatever. There'll come a point where you won't steal in my stores. Now, that's what he should be saying, but he's not. They said this: the unwelcome news comes on the heels of Target experiencing a significant drop in Q2 sales following pushback against its, you ready, LGBT-themed merchandise. So these guys have two powerful storm systems working. One, leftism in general that says it's okay to steal, no problem. And two, the products that are the okay, if you think gay people buy that much crap, continue to cater to them. Because last time I checked, I don't buy a bunch of rainbow stuff. And by the way, we're going to steal the rainbow back one day. We are. But here's the point. Gay people wear regular clothes. And I would feel patronized too. If you had a section that was for black folks' clothes, I would be like, what do you think black people's clothes are? There are specialty stores for whatever you want. Sell regular stuff and sell it to me the regular way. This is Target's main problem, wokeism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Police in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania are responding to what's being called an active shooting situation. Allegheny County Sheriff's deputies were serving an eviction notice in the city's Garfield neighborhood when the person inside opened fire. More than 100 rounds are said to have been fired. Nearby homes have been evacuated. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is in Georgia to turn himself into authorities. Giuliani, former President Trump, and 17 others have been indicted on racketeering charges for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. I fought battles much worse than this against people much tougher than them.
Giuliani says he's confident the case will turn out in his favor. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June, is said to have been on the passenger list of a plane that crashed in Russia. That's according to the Russian Civil Aviation Authority. Russian state media reports the leader was killed. John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't want to compare difficulties, but we have a little sense, Jill and I, what it's like to lose a home. Years ago, now 15 years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. It was a sunny Sunday, and lightning struck at home. On a little lake, it's outside of our home, not a lake, a big pond. And hit a wire and came up underneath our home into the heating ducts, the air conditioning duct. To make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat. But all kidding aside, I watched the firefighters, the way they responded. No, there's an old expression. I grew up right across the street from a fire hall in Claymont, Delaware. And the expression...
We played that clip earlier in the broadcast, and I play it again just to remind you that Joe Biden is detached. Who takes a tragedy like what happened in Hawaii, makes it personal, makes a joke about it? And, I mean, it's insanity. Wow. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden is detached. He's, if I read that speech, and so I don't know who the speechwriter is, but if I read that, I would go, you're fired. We're not going to take a tragedy where families huddled together and died in a fire, where people along the highway had to jump into the ocean, probably with their kids and their pets, and who knows. And we're not going to take that tragedy and try to make it into about me or make a joke about it. We're going to stay focused. They couldn't even do that. And Joe Biden didn't catch it. He just read the speech.
Here, Mr. President.
And the dude looked bad. You can't put on enough makeup. He looked horrible. Aging in dog years, and it ain't getting any better because the heat is on. The heat is on. Democrats are between a rock and a hard place. Republicans are stringing things out. I was talking to my editor of the blacksphere.net, and she was like, Kevin, I'm thinking about doing this thing. And I said, she goes, what do you think about Biden, this, that, and the other? And we were going through it, and I go, you know, every day, because I get frustrated, I'm sure you do. Well, do Republicans act quicker? And I do want them to act quicker. But as I thought about it, when I get out of the mode of just get these guys, man, and I go into strategy mode, what would I do as a strategist? I would do what the Republicans are doing. I'm telling you this so you maybe think of it differently. When you have all the goods on the Bidens, why would you go, here it is? Gives the Democrats a lot of time to gather things up. You know what? The Democrats are going to struggle with their donations. By the way, one other quick aside. Joe Biden's PAC, millions of dollars unaccounted for. I check Hunter's bank account. I'm just saying. So that's another story altogether. But the Democrats, the Republicans are struggling to get money, but the Democrats are too. You know who's not struggling to fundraise? Donald Trump. Now, I go back to, what if all the people who are running against Trump, the jokesters, were to just drop out, let Trump go on and do what he's supposed to do, which is to win the next election, and they put all that oxygen in there trying to suck out back in. Not that it's a lot, but what if there was no fundraising for Nikki Haley and Krispy Kreme and DeSantis and those guys, and they said, you know what, we firmly get behind Trump. What if they made that statement today? What if all of them said, you know what, while we may disagree with Donald Trump philosophically in a few areas, we have collectively agreed we're going to support Donald Trump going forward to save the Republican Party, any type of primary, and we're going to put all of our efforts into getting Trump reelected, et cetera. What if that, I mean, can you imagine that? The Democrats would absolutely crap their pants if they did that. Remember when everybody collectively got out of the race on behalf of Joe Biden? So when you go, is it possible? Yes, it's possible. But the Republicans will never do it because they're sellouts. The Democrats get it. They go, okay, so the fix is in for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Yes, it is. You're not going to win. There was somebody that called a meeting, called every one of those people individually and said, you've got no chance. We won't let it happen. And they said, okay. And they all got out. And they got cushy jobs in the administration. The Republicans won't do it. Donald Trump, most of the people that are running against him are people that he made. He helped. Mike Pence didn't have a career. Donald Trump made that clown. Nikki Haley, I mean, she was a high-profile governor, but he made her into a national figure. Chris Christie, on his transition team. These are people that should be loyal. You know what it shows you? It shows you that there is no loyalty with the Republican Party. There is no all for the greater good. For the greater good of this party. These are paid shills paid to make Donald Trump look like a bad guy. And that's why they have their money. I don't know if you guys saw Travis Tripp, one of my buddies. He tweeted that Brian Kemp was in debt for $7 million up until the point where he approved the Dominion voting machines in Georgia, and now he hasn't had to worry about money ever. Since that time, no more debt. Anybody surprised? Going back to the strategy, Republicans. If I were going to do a strategy, I would let the Democrats protect Biden as long as they could. I'd lure them in with, because you know they're all saying, there's no connection between Joe and Hunter. There's no connection between Joe and Hunter. And here's what Comer said about that. We played this clip earlier, but we might as well play it again because it's certainly fitting.
I want to get the state of affairs of your investigation, given we have a new special counsel now in the Hunter Biden investigation. But first, let's discuss these pseudonyms or alias names. What exactly have you learned?
Well, we've learned that Joe Biden used at least three pseudonyms or fake names in emails that he was receiving from people within the federal government, people that worked for him. And even more troubling than that, Maria, we learned that when he was receiving emails pertaining to Ukraine, his son Hunter was copied on them, which we've always heard that the White House has said that Hunter Biden wasn't an employee of the government. He wasn't any part of the government. They couldn't understand why House Republicans on the Oversight Committee were investigating Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden because Hunter wasn't a part of the government. But if that were true, then why was he receiving emails from the government?
Well, this also pertains to the firing of the special prosecutor in Ukraine, Viktor Shokin. Was that what these emails were about? Because you have told us in the past that that was one decision you were looking at as far as a decision that Joe Biden may have been paid for to get involved in getting that prosecutor off the back of Burisma.
I think the evidence is mounting every day to prove that Joe Biden went to Ukraine for the sole purpose of firing Shokin, who is the Ukrainian prosecutor who is investigating his son for corruption. What we heard in the transcribed interview with Devin Archer was that he said that the owners of Burisma were squeezing Hunter, saying, we need help in Washington. You need to call Washington for help. Of course, the Democrats tried to say that, well, that could have been anybody in Washington. Well, what we've now learned is Joe Biden was using a fake email name to receive correspondence from his staff that he was copying Hunter Biden on. And I believe, Maria, that Hunter had to prove value to the Burisma owners that they were working on this, so he was forwarding those to the owners of Burisma. Look, this is obvious that Joe Biden abused his power as vice president for the sole purpose to protect his son, who was receiving millions and millions of dollars from this corrupt Ukrainian energy company. And this email ties Joe Biden and Hunter Biden into this corruption scheme without a shadow of a doubt.
Freedom ring. Let Biden linger, then drop the nuclear bomb. Folks, the Republicans have Biden. That's my theory. Think about it. What else do you need? Hunter's laptop was a treasure trove of information that led to every single investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter and the rest of his family members. What more do you need? Think about it. Oh, by the way, let's not forget, Ashley's diary was left at a B&B, and that's how we know that Joe Biden showered with his daughter. These people have a habit of leaving their goodies all over the place. The Republicans have whistleblowers who've testified against the Bidens, and guess what? More to come. They're lining up. As soon as the blood hits the water, and it has, you're going to see multiple agencies of people going, I got more dirt. I got more dirt than you got. The Republicans have requested emails. They've requested phone records. Whatever else. I have no doubt that Comer and the Republicans are sweating the Democrats, who, by the way, are trying to jettison the Bidens. Don't be fooled for a second. They want them gone.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I mean, listen, there are things he can run on. I'm a little confused by the whole Bidenomics thing, because you're trying to convince people of something. You're trying to convince them their own impressions about the economy are wrong. And so if you look, for example, at how Hispanic and black voters feel about the economy, they'll tell you it stinks. Now, they can keep saying, but we have the CHIPS Act, but we have the IRA. At the end of the day, you can't convince someone that their feeling, how they're feeling about the economy is wrong. And that's what this election is going to come down to. And I get that they're trying to present a proactive message, but at the end of the day, it's very difficult, I think, to do that when people feel. They simply feel differently.
Kristen, Glenn Kessler from the Washington Post had a fact check about Joe Biden from earlier this month, noting that Hunter Biden admitted in court in July that he was, in fact, paid substantial sums from Chinese companies. Kessler wrote, Hunter Biden reported nearly $2.4 million in income in 2017 and $2.2 million in income in 2018, most of which came from Chinese or Ukrainian interests. But this, and this direct take a listen.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
What'd you
none
say,
of that
Mr.
is
President,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
So it's from two different debates, but, I mean, Trump was right. I mean, he did make a fortune from China, and Joe Biden was wrong. I don't know that he was lying about it. He might not have been told by Hunter, but this blind spot is a problem.
Welcome back, folks. A couple of clips we played before, but they're worth noting. Bidenomics. It's the economy, stupid. And by the way, same thing that, you know, I mean, Biden didn't have a track record in 2020, but he did in 2022, and they want to claim, oh, he won the midterms, he carried the way, whatever. That was a lie. They cheated, and you know the problem the Democrats have? The biggest problem they have, Joe Biden's record, Joe Biden's performance, Joe Biden's crooked nature. How are you going to get around all that? And the short answer is you're not. You got a major problem here. So I'm excited for our prospects. I'm more than just defeating Biden. This is not about Biden in as much as defeating Trump for the right. For the left is not about defeating Trump. It's about defeating us. Defeating Biden means defeating the establishment. Defeating the crooked DOJ, defeating the crooked media, defeating the crooked social media, defeating the WEF, defeating the New World Order, defeating all these people that don't give a crap about us. That's what this is about. I'm so glad the writing is on the wall, as they say in the movies. The Bidens are officially, listen to what I'm telling you, officially persona non grata. That we use that term a lot. Do you know what that means when you're at the State Department, when you're persona non grata? It means you must leave the country immediately. It means there is no more protection from you from the federales. If you don't leave, you're on your own. And whatever happens to you, we don't care. If you're declared persona non grata, you leave immediately. It's a big deal. And what I'm telling you is that the Bidens have been declared persona non grata. Don't think for a second they're being protected anymore. I theorize that the Republicans are intentionally slow dragging Biden's demise. Why? It makes amazing political sense. Let him go on. Let him campaign. Let him do what he does. Wait until the right moment before you start preparing crow. It makes the best sense of it, because there's no other reason that you can convince me that the Republicans don't have the goods. They've got bank records. They've got, well, the biggest piece of evidence they have is Hunter Biden's laptops and the correspondence between the two. Now they know Joe Biden's got multiple pseudonyms. He's got multiple fake accounts that he has under fake names that directly tie him to Hunter Biden. Hunter being copied on official correspondence to Ukraine. Why? Oh, there's no money trail. There doesn't have to be a money trail. And I know we talked about circumstantial evidence. I talked about it the other day. It certainly helps, but they've got enough to tie circumstantial to actual evidence. Don't be fooled for a second. And I'm telling you this as a person who uses common sense. You've got China that sent Cathay bank records. You've got suspicious activity reports from multiple banks. Now they've subpoenaed those bank records. They've subpoenaed Joe Biden's emails. I predict they subpoena their phone records so they can start looking into that. Now they're talking to, they're subpoenaing the records of the people that were connected to the Bidens, what they call, in Trump's universe, the satellites. Remember, Trump, people around Trump, Flynn, Manafort, Papadopoulos went to jail for nothing. What do you think is going to happen when a true investigation ensues and they start pulling emails of all the people that were connected to the Bidens in these crooked deals? You think they're just going to accept their fates? Or you think these are people that say, you give me a deal, I'll tell you everything you need to know. I'll give you the ability to pull all my records. I haven't heard of the outcome of Eric Schreiner. I was gone. Maybe something happened there. But I'm still curious about that testimony. Devin Archer was damning. And I ask this question. Where's Dan Goldman? Where are all the people who still are claiming, well, there's no connection between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden? Now I can't wait to watch those people eat crow. Keep saying it. So if I were the Republicans, I would just keep giving them rope. And at the very end, I'd start tying that noose. Take all the rope you want, Democrats. I'm telling you, Comer and those guys, they can't be stupid. They know what's going on. You know what's going on, my friend. Hunter's already toast. I've told you. The media now has been given permission to you've heard them in many cases. Well, look, okay, we all agree now that Hunter's probably done something wrong. They couch it, but they're telling you, we got to give you somebody. I talked about it. I've written about it. Hunter's a scapegoat. He knew he would be. They've done everything to protect him. His daddy did what a daddy is supposed to do. But now they got to make a choice between daddy and Hunter. And I'm going to already give you, I've given you the more than hints. They've already chosen, folks, both. It's just Hunter first, then Joe. And rightfully so. This guy has made a mess of everything. And there's a point where, you know, the old saying, Fisher cut bait. The Democratic Party has to say, look, are we going to let this anchor drag us down? It reminds me of the scene in Master and Commander, where the big mast breaks. There's a huge storm, and it cracks, and it's dragging in the water along with the sail. And if they don't cut, then there's a kid who was trying to pull the sail down. Well, he's in the ocean, and it's boiling. It's boiling. And the captain looks at first mate, and he says, get the axes, and they got to cut the line. And they know this guy's going to die. All his buddies, he is a very popular kid on the boat, and they're making the decision. It wouldn't matter. He could be the most popular. He could be the least popular. They got to cut the rope, because if they don't, the rest of the ship gets dragged down. That's the scene that comes to mind as I contemplate what the Democrats are thinking. And I can only wonder what, I mean, I would love to be part of these discussions where they're like, look, okay, here's how we got to get out of this. Because we've had the entire apparatus claiming innocence. We've got DOJ who's lied. Let me tell you, Weiss is in big trouble. He's been assigned special prosecutor. He will not be special prosecutor prosecuting Hunter Biden. Joe Biden's going to have to put somebody else there, and it better be somebody that has credibility, because the public is sick of watching this happen. They're losing everybody. And here's the problem. You can't cheat. You can't say, oh, Joe Biden's the most popular guy on the planet, if he's going to be your guy. So what are the Republicans doing? They say drag it out. Secretly, the Republicans hope that they go through the nomination process, they pick Joe Biden again, and then guess what happens? The Republicans are going to start dropping nukes on the Democrats. Nuclear bombs. Oh, you know, we've had the records of Joe Biden's banking. We've known for quite some time that Joe Biden is directly tied. I can see Comer doing his deal, his press conference. And there is no doubt whatsoever we have tied these accounts to Joe Biden. We've linked them to his tax returns. And not only is Joe Biden in trouble, but so is Jill Biden. I can hear him saying that clearly. They've got them. You'd have to have them. And that's why you play along. You leak a little bit. Well, you can see here, we got his emails, and he's linked to this, and of course, his email, they copied Hunter on. Why would he be copying Hunter? I've got your bank records. You'll notice they'll go away from it. It'll appear, oh, because everybody starts to panic. I wonder what they have. Do they have enough? Are they going to be able to get them? They've already got them. And now it's just a game. And you know what? I say to the Republicans, continue. It's a great game. Play it. Play it out to the end.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.